Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. This is the midweek refill portion of the podcast where we go through our Bible reading plan that we're doing for this year. If you'd like to read along with us, you can go to firstfamily.church, resources, and then Bible reading plan. We are in week 11 of our reading plan, which is Numbers and into Deuteronomy, and then just starting the book of Luke. And my name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and I'm joined by Adam Bailey. He's our Next Gen director, and he's going to share a quick nugget for us. Adam?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know, when you're reading the Bible, there's just so much to consume. Mm-hmm. And so many times you probably have felt kind of in the last, maybe this week, when you're going through the kind of those harder chapters, you know, as you kind of look through some of these, and you're like, oh man, like, I don't even know if I understand what this is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just been a reassuring thing of even sharing within our small group, you know, some just understanding of the Old Testament, and you can bring in some contextual stuff. Obviously, you know, I've had the, you know, honor to go to seminary and Bible college and to learn these things, but the average just churchgoer is not spending their hours reading books on, you know, the drink offerings and what battle they faced in here and there, and, you know, God's people going into this land and defeating this king and who's that king. And there's just so much there. And so I think I just want to try to give some quick encouragement on when you're in those hard chapters of the Bible to not overlook them or blow past them too quickly, but try to figure out a couple questions. One of them being, what does this chapter say about who God is? Mm-hmm. I think that can be a really easy place to start of like, man, I don't even know. There's this and that. There's so many animals dying here and there and battles and so much going on. But like, is there a characteristic of God that I can draw out? Is this showing his mercy? Is this showing his judgment? Is this showing his perfection and holiness? Often when you're reading the book of Exodus or Numbers, Deuteronomy, you're dealing a lot of with either like civil law, ceremonial law, or the moral law. And so within those laws and rituals and ceremonies, you've got to figure out, what is this telling me about who God is? Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest filters I see when you're reading a lot of these early books of the Bible is you're seeing the holiness and perfection of who God is. Now, that's an easy blanket and umbrella for a lot of these things, but when we're talking about just even getting, we'll get closer to the Ten Commandments soon in your reading, and you've already done some of it in your Exodus reading, but you're learning like, okay, these are the things God requires of us, but what does this have to say about who he is? Mm. And so you're learning all of this nuance, and then as you start now to enter into some of the gospel books, especially this week of even reading the first several chapters of Luke. And so you're reading the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy, and then you're like, oh man, I get to see Luke here. It's kind of a breath of fresh air when you're mm-hmm. in your Bible reading. Mm-hmm. But what is the correlation? So I think one of the ways you can ask good questions, like what does this tell me about who God is? What does this tell me about who we are? Why do we need to offer sacrifices? Well, that's telling you how actual sinful you are. And it's telling you how perfect God is. But it's ultimately getting you to a place when you're reading Luke to realize what God has actually been up to. And so I think when you read those first several chapters of Luke and even the gospel letters, you've got to remind yourself that the people of God had experienced silence and in a state of their own wilderness for several hundred years. And just as the people of God in the early books of the Bible were experiencing their wilderness before we get into the book of Joshua, where they actually go into the promised land. In a sense, the New Testament prior to Christ, they were in a sense of their wilderness. God's not speaking. He hasn't been speaking. What are we going to do? Are we ever going to get back into a temple? Are we ever going to actually resurrect the powerhouse that we were? And eventually what's happening is you're seeing all this stuff in the Old Testament of what happened then. But ultimately, I think God was saying is this temple was never about a king sitting on the throne from a human perspective. It was always about how can you get into God's presence? And I think that's the word that I would encourage you as you're filtering through all the Old Testament stuff. And as you start to now read some of the New Testament gospel letters is to realize it's all about God's presence. The temple was trying to communicate you need to be in God's presence, mm-hmm. but you can't. So how do you get there? Well, you got to do these sacrifices. You got to do these offerings. You got to do all of these things. And then when you finally get to the New Testament, those New Testament believers, you know, prior to Christ, they're like, okay, well, let's resurrect this. Let's get back into the presence of God. And then you know what the beautiful thing is God's like, no, actually, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get into my presence, but I'm actually going to come down. Mm-hmm. And that's the turning point in the shift that we mm-hmm. see in the Bible that you have to see. But using that word presence is so critical because you can kind of now see this is what God's been up to. We had perfect presence in the Garden of Eden, connected to our God, and then sin separated that. And now we're trying to get back into his presence. And you do that through a priest or you do that through these sacrifices, but it was never enough. Mm-hmm. And so when you finally see Jesus, you actually see the full presence and manifestation of God on display, human flesh, but also fully God. And I think now we're getting this, oh, this is who God is. And so then you see the life of Christ of him actually explaining who God is, displaying all the characteristics of God in on display in a human way that we can see it. And then eventually, as you make your way to the end of the Bible, it's you'll get fully into the presence of God one day, but it only exists through the person of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are some two easy ways to help you with your Bible reading this week is
yeah, that's great.
Let's focus on the presence of God and let's focus on the characteristics of God. And then what does that have to say about me? And how do I try to change my life in a way that can better get into the presence of God and then better reflect the characteristics of God in my life? Hmm.
Yeah, that's really good. I had a guy, made me think of a guy in my small group who actually he's a new believer within the last less than a year, I think. And he on Sunday actually said he was having a conversation with somebody and he just said like, what is really the point of the Old Testament? Mm. I mean, he's a new believer. A lot of what he knows is, hey, Christ is God, came down to die on the cross for your sins, to live a life you can never live. He knows the gospel for sure. He believes it. He's a believer now. But he's like reading the Old Testament going like, what even is the point of all this? Mm. So I think this is a really good reminder for maybe someone who doesn't have that education or maybe is a newer believer or somebody who maybe has been a believer since they were little and has never been told some of this stuff. And it's just like, what are we doing reading the Old Testament? I read it because I check a box, or they avoid it. I mean, that's something some people do too, is they're like, I just don't really read the Old Testament a whole lot, mm-hmm. unless it's maybe Psalms or Proverbs, mm-hmm. because I don't really know what to do with it. I don't know what I'm looking at here. Like, what's the point? And some of it's due to ignorance, some of it's due to just ease. But I think this is a really good kind of handles for how to read the Old Testament and how we see that play into the larger narrative of Scripture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you're reading throughout the Bible, it's easy to find threads. You need to find threads. So presence is one of those threads. It starts in Genesis and it ends in Revelation. In Revelation. Oh man, I just said Revelations. That's good.
Mr. Seminary over here.
I think I was blurring my words, but this is good podcast fodder. Anyways, one of those is, you know, presence, but another one is the word covenant. And we see those, the different covenants of the Bible. There's actually so many other ones. You see the idea of light. You see the idea of this and that. And so there's good ways to draw a line between all the books of the Bible so that when you are in the really difficult ones of like, you know, people dying here and judgment happening, it goes back to, what's the purpose of this? What is this telling me about this? Mm-hmm. Don't get bogged down in all the historical content, because you got to remember, the Bible is historical. This is a historical document. As much as people don't want to say it is, this is a proven historical document, but it's way more than that. It's telling us the spiritual condition of ourselves, but also of this perfect holy God that we get to have a relationship with. And that's the beauty of Christianity, is now we get to have that beautiful relationship restored through the person of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's trying to tell us. And I think that's why Scripture is beautiful. Once you know how to put the right lens on and see it for what it is, I think it can be a beautiful piece of literature, yes, but more importantly, a great window into who I am. Mm.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Really applicable and hopefully will be, that's good encouragement to me and good reminder for me personally, and hopefully will be for our church as well. So Adam, thanks for sharing that. That was really good. Join us next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.